You know, I was just confirming our plans for the 21st.
I just texted the big guy as well. I said, how many balls do I need to bring to the course?
Oh, you know what, dude? I forgot.
Because crushed there.
This is why I don't like playing. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Hanging out with Mike is going to be great. Dude, I'm telling you, it was the best meal I've ever had in my life at that country club.
I take it easy. You don't have to lay on that. The best meal. Wait, better than what Frank does for you at Rails? Stop, dude.
No. Come. At a country club.
Oh, my bad.
And
gotcha.
Honestly,
I got you.
And honestly, yeah. Well, I mean, it was that good. I forget.
We know you love Mike, but the best meal you ever had.
Well, you got to remember, I'm not experienced with these country clubs. Like, I didn't grow up with
that. Neither
am I. When I go there, like, at the safe at home thing with Joe Turner, I'm like, wow, I feel like I don't belong. Like, this place is so...
Well, we don't belong there.
Exactly right.
And that's why we're not members.
Literally don't belong. But anyway, same thing with Mike. But it'll be fun doing it. The last time I played golf was last year when I did the same thing. I played twice last year, back-to-back days. I haven't picked up a club since.
Uh-huh.
And now next week, we're going to be playing with the big guy.
Okay. I have a plan for us here. Because we're both worried about embarrassing ourselves to an extent.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do. So, I know you've got SNY, so we can talk about this off the air, but we will find a day before we go out with Mike on the 21st, right? And right after the show, we'll go and we'll play somewhere. We both live in Jersey. We're 15 miles apart, just about.
Play or just driving?
No, we'll play. Oh. We'll go play. Even if we play 9, no, I you know what? If I go to a course, I'm playing 18, you know, even if I play poorly. Like,
we'll play three times?
Yeah, we'll find the Muni. I mean, the weekend's going to be tough.
Muni?
A municipal course, because my country club closed.
Oh, okay.
You know, so otherwise I would just go there. So would you be up for that? Get a couple of reps in before the big guy gets to see you swing?
Well, let me ask you something.
Or gets to see my swing?
Yeah. Well, I am going to be playing the day before, so at least that'll be my practice round. But I don't want to embarrass myself there either. That's supposed to be with Gio. Gio and Jerry and Steve Hirsch, my buddy up at Quaker Ridge, I think we're going to go to, which we did last year.
Yeah.
And you've seen the guys in Pebble Beach. That looks insane, by the way.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a life.
I'd just like to go.
God bless them.
I'd like to go sit and look at the golf course.
Well, like Al Dukes and Eddie Scazzeri?
Yeah, exactly. Let alone play there.
Look at its seals in Monterey.
Don't you think a driving range would be more beneficial than...
Driving range, they suck. It's false confidence.
Right, but just getting the rep of hitting the ball, no?
No, you know why?
For somebody who hasn't played in a year?
Well, I'm not going to say there's no value. I'm not going to say there's no value. But for me, it's very misleading. To me, it's similar. Listen, again, there is value, but it's similar to all you do is, you know, you're Bryce Harper, and you take 1,000 swings, and you haven't played baseball in 5 months.
Right.
You take 1,000 swings, and the pitches are coming in 65 miles an hour, not a wrinkle, no juice, and then all of a sudden you step on a course, and bang, there's 99, there's a 90-mile-per-hour slider.
All right, here you go. You're up.
Yeah,
go tee it up.
The problem is you can get, and again, to groove the swing, that's good. And certainly if you hit them well, it's a little confidence. But then you get on the course, the first downhill lie, the first slanted look, balls above your feet. Forget it.
Yeah, you'll see. I'm just going to pick it up and roll on.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, give me the court.
I prop it up every time. If it's not propped up, I prop it up. I don't care.
BT and Sal on the Fan. As we talk about the Yankees, we'll get to the Mets and Steve Cohen in a little bit. Mets, huge series starting tonight against the Braves out at Citi Field. Yankees continuing their series with the Twinkies. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I do think that if the Yankees miss the postseason, that everybody is going to be gone.
I agree.
Meaning not just, I'm talking about everybody. Like, Boone's the obvious one at this point to say, well, if they miss it, he's going to be out. If they miss the postseason... Because the biggest question is going to be, does ownership realize that they have a potential problem here with the infrastructure of how they're building a team? And it's easy for them to get caught up in, we win 90 games every year. But if they miss the postseason now, after missing it in 2023, now you're getting, and if you actually do the math and look at what's gone on since 2021, where they barely made the playoffs, wild card out.
Ugh.
2022, great first half, awful second half, embarrassed in the ALCS.
Astros.
2023, out. Okay, World Series fine last year, but that proved to be the aberration. You lost Soto, whatever. It's supposed to be a better team. If they don't make it, I don't know this. I do believe, though, that there's a chance that they clean house. And people will say, be careful what you wish for. Who's going to be better than Cashman? I think just they need to change.
They need fresh blood in there is what they need. They need different eyes in terms of how they evaluate players. Like we were talking a little bit before the show. I don't understand why there's this massive disparity between the Yankees' development of pitchers, which is very good, and position players, which is as futile and as feeble as it gets. Now, the one thing, and I was quick to agree with you. I'm like, I agree that they would clean house. I'm going to take that back. I need to amend that because I don't know that I agree. When you first said it, it struck me. I'm like, they'd probably have to do it.
Well, Boone at least.
Well, I would agree that if they don't make the playoffs this year, they would move on from Aaron Boone. I think that that's the easy move for them. But think about what happened in 2023 where Aaron Judge ran into the outfield wall in Dodger Stadium. Yeah. They were going to be a playoff team. Not that they were going to win anything, but they would have been a playoff team. And that was their out. If they don't make it this year, you know what out they have? Well, hey, basically 60% of our anticipated starting rotation's not there. Gerrit Cole, Luis Gil missed 90% of the season. Clark Schmidt, Tommy John.
Yeah.
And don't you just get the sense of, again, forget about Boone, but from a Cashman perspective, don't you get the sense that Hal would lean on that again?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know with certainty, but I just get the feeling that at least it's on the table, whereas most of us would just be like, forget it. They're not going to change anything. They haven't changed it. They didn't change it after missing the postseason. They just went to the World Series a year ago. You could even make the case that Boone should stay on. His new contract didn't even kick in yet.
I know.
So, and they have been reluctant to, A, fire a manager in season, and B, fire a manager before his contract is up. Like, they just haven't done that. So, I just get the feeling, again, I don't know. I get the feeling that if they don't make the postseason, you could see finally what everybody's been clamoring for, a change in direction from the top on down.
I've got a question for you about Hal, but I'm going to save it. I wrote it down. Let's get some calls here, but I definitely want your answer on something in a bit.
BT and Sal on the fan. Charles calling from Rockland County. What's up, Charles?
Hey, what's going on, BT and Sal? First of all, Sal, I want to say, past couple of weeks, the thing is the first time I've heard you be so optimistic about the Yankees, which is... As a diehard Yankee fan, it's nice to hear that. As someone else is on my side on this. But anyways, getting to the point about Aaron Boone, literally what you guys are saying, this is not his fault. I'm sorry. I think Aaron Boone, BT, like you said before the break, if he was on another team, I think he would be such a much better manager because he has the ability to manage a team. He's not being able to. They're not letting him actually manage the team. It's all analytics. And they're not letting him do his job. And if they gave him a week, 2 weeks to just show, Aaron, you got the reins here. You do what you want to do. I can guarantee that the Yankees' outcome would be so much better than with what's going on right now.
Yeah.
He's literally being a puppet and it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't. Thanks for the call there, Charles. I don't know. Like, if I'm Boone and I'm coming from a three-generation baseball family, you think I'm listening to some nerds pushing pencils?
He's not getting the job if he doesn't.
Well, you could get the job and then, kind of deviate and maybe cut some corners here and there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless it's in there contractually, like, whatever we agree upon, or it's a joint collaborative effort, lineup structure. I don't know. I don't know how they make these lineup or these contracts anymore. But I think that that's part of the reason why Aaron Boone post-game, when many of us, want him to air it out occasionally. It's 2025, not like a nut job, not like Billy Martin, whatever. Not even like Terry Collins. I don't even need that. Right. And Terry was always very direct, and I love that. But some version of that is because there is that collaborative effort, and he bites his tongue because he knows he's working in unison and conjunction with many voices in the franchise. So he just bites his tongue and holds back.
I also do, I don't think this is a manager who's being held hostage here. Like, hey, no matter what, you better do what we want to do. He's like, oh, I really don't want to do this. But I think Boone likes the analytics. I think he enjoys it. I think he believes in it. I also believe that there's something else inside him that is the old school baseball guy that is not being either allowed to fully come out because of the way that it's been, because of when he got hired. Like, this is obviously a collaborative effort. They hired him in part because they wanted him to go out there and apply what they wanted him to apply. Like, hey, here's where you're going to use this pitcher, set him up in this lane. Here's how you're going to use the lineups. It's always going to be matchup based. There's got to be a better balance. And I think he knows better, but it's been how many years? What is it? 8 years since he's been doing it one way. Maybe he's lost sight of how to do it the other way or get a little bit more of a balance in there.
Listen, you've gotten to know him pretty well. I know him pretty well. You, matter of fact, just saw him on Sunday. I texted him something over the weekend, as you know, and we've had him in studio.
Yeah.
We like him. We believe in him. But don't you get the sense that Aaron Boone, what he presents after a game is just a little different from Aaron Boone? Like, we've had he lets it fly. He's a guy's guy.
Yeah, put it this way. All the thought, and we have done the same thing, like the lack of accountability with in the Yankees organization. And I do believe that there is a lack of accountability.
100%.
It's not Aaron Boone that's not getting on to guys. I guarantee you, I know he's getting on to guys. Mm-hmm. I know he has. Like, that's a fact. That's not up for debate. I don't know how much is actually out there, what, and I'm not willing to share everything.
Yep, I got
you. I know he's gotten on
guys. Can I push back on that?
Yes.
By the way, you're right.
Yeah.
That's true. But to be fair to the and I like the guy a lot, and I believe in him, but if he is getting on them, which he is,
it's not working.
Yeah,
well, I get you. We don't care. Well, that was kind of the argument, like Lance Lynn, I think it was Lance Lynn last week when I did the Foul Territory podcast and was saying, like, I guarantee you Boone's getting on these guys behind the scenes that just don't want it to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, I don't care.
Yeah.
Whether he is or isn't, it doesn't matter. What we care about are the results.
Yep.
My point is that you're right. What we see from Boone, who's sometimes reserved, although I think now you're starting to see a little bit more of him come out. You see the guy go, no, nobody has more ejections than he does in baseball.
I'm close.
Yeah. I did tell him. I said, yeah, come on, man. You're rubbing off on my partner. You got to take it easy.
Is that well?
Bad influence here.
That's how we knew. He didn't read the paper. Hey, clean it up, Booney. That's five times.
So he's a fiery person.
Yes.
But he's also smart to the point where he's not going to bury his players publicly. I think there's got to be a balance. Like, we talked about this when he was protecting Judge, who was in a slump months ago, whatever it was. I remember. And he's like, well, is it really a slump? Like, yeah, you could just say, hey.
You mean at the beginning of last year, I think that was, right?
No, I thought it was earlier this year, although, like, memory serves.
I got you. It all rolls into.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. But I think it was earlier this year. Whatever the point is, he goes over the top to protect his players.
He does.
Publicly.
Yep.
But behind closed doors, he's making sure he's getting on these guys. Now, you're right. It doesn't matter if he is or he isn't. We care about the result. And if these guys aren't getting the message through,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, your kid could tell you that he's been studying for 5 hours a day. You bring home a 65. You didn't study well enough.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what you tell me. You know, and I'm not saying that the Yankees are equivalent to a 65 on a test right now, but they're not a 95 or 100 with that payroll and with those expectations. That's where they should be.